Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with the one and only Randy Wilson, longtime track coach, official, of course, a great athlete as well. But this time you're being recognized for the officiating part. For many people who don't know, while you were coaching and other things, you found a new passion. So the Iowa Association of Track Officials is honoring you for your many years of service. First of all, what does it mean to be recognized for this aspect of what you do with track and field, and to be able to be honored for your ability to help meets run along, so to speak?
Well, it came as quite a surprise, very honestly, to be honored in a Hall of Fame with some of the officials from around the state that I know that were some of my officials as an athlete. Many of them were officials since I've become a coach, and to know a lot of those guys personally and know what they've done for the sport of track and field, to be honored by the Iowa Association of Track Officials is just honestly quite an honor.
Well, and again, many people know you for your athletic exploits back in the day at Knoxville and Oklahoma and all the above. And then, of course, as a coach, long time at Knoxville, now with Pella for many years as an assistant. But I don't know how many people know that you go out and about all over the country and officiate. How did you get involved with this aspect of the sport, and why has it become such an important piece to you on top of all the other things you've done?
Well, in the early 1980s, I lived in Knoxville. I was still training and competing on a world-class level. And Mike Cunningham from Knoxville, who was a head boys coach, got a hold of me and asked if I would help with the Panther Relays. Used to be a meet that was the first Saturday in April every year. And so I went out in 1984 and helped with the Panther Relays. He had me clerk the meet, and that is the officiating spot that you put the athletes on the track before every race, give them their lane assignment, give them their instructions, and then you hand them off to the starter. And that's the job that I love the most when I work a track meet, is being the clerk.
Well, and you've now done it for many, many years, obviously at different sites. And for you, especially getting that different interaction with kids. Again, you've been a coach now for many, many years, and I know that's special to you. But what's it like being able to guide some of these kids, especially they're coming to you as a clerk moments before they're going to go run this awesome 800 or this awesome 1600 or 4x4 relay, whatever it is. You're right there moments before they might make some history.
Well, I think it's important for any clerk, especially me, I want to treat them with kindness and respect. You know, most of them are very nervous, as you said, and I want to give them their information clearly and make sure all the kids in that race have the same information. And hopefully the starter, he's watching, listening. He knows what I'm telling the kids, so he doesn't have to repeat and take time away from an outdoor track meet or indoor track meet that we want to get that time schedule moving right along. So I really enjoy that aspect, interacting with the kids on the track, from middle schoolers, high schoolers, to NCAA champions that I might cross paths with at the Drake Relays or the Big 10 or Big 12 outdoor cross country meet or outdoor track meets. I was the head clerk at the Big 12 outdoor track meet at the University of Oklahoma last spring. Now that was a lot of fun because the other assistant clerks all ran the 800 at Oklahoma in different eras. So it was really a good time doing that.
We talk a lot about in high school sports right now officiating shortages, especially I think right now we're feeling the pinch in football, baseball. I know with umpires there's been a lot of different scheduling concerns, and it's, I'm sure, no different in track and field. You know, how critical, I guess people probably say this, well, of course it's obvious, but how critical really is it to have these officials, to have these meets run? Because you know, the state, I've been to the state track and field meet now about 6 or 7 times, and that thing's never off time. It's never off schedule. These kids get to have these great moments, you know, because there's so many people helping. How critical is this to the operation of the sport? And if people hear this, why should they be the next Randy Wilson or whoever it is and go officiate?
When I was the athletic director at Knoxville, we would put on home meets. And I had a list of positions that I need to fill, and there were 36 spots that I needed if I was going to run that home invitational track meet as well as I wanted to run it, because I had a lot of pride in it. I needed 36 volunteers. Now, part of that has changed with electronic timing, because I needed 16 people at the finish line, 16 or 8 timers and 8 pickers, that as the athletes crossed the finish line, their stopwatches went off, Somebody recorded that and sent it up to the booth. Well, now it's all electronic, but that's a whole different group of people, and you don't need as many. So the position that we're losing a lot of officials, the one main position are the starters. You know, all of them that I deal with have more gray hair than I have. So as those step away, you know, we need younger people. And the group that I really promote becoming an official, ex-track coaches, people that are retiring or maybe people that are getting out of coaching track for whatever reason, become an official because they know the sport.
Well, obviously, huge congratulations to you, Randy Wilson, who is being inducted into the Iowa Association of Track Officials Hall of Fame. Randy, always a pleasure to talk track and field with you. And I know next time I see you, it'll be at an oval somewhere, and there'll be a lot of kids running fast. So appreciate your time and looking forward to that next meeting.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Andrew.